listening to Talk Radio X, the talk of Mulberry.
Would you please remove any metallic items you're carrying? Keys, loose change.
Holy shit!
Keeps the Martians under wraps.
We do, we do. Who holds back the electric car? Who makes Steve Gutenberg a star? We do, we do. Who robs Hagfish of their sight? Who rigs every Oscar night? We do.
Mulberry live. Yeah, that was it. Only on Talk Radio X, baby. Episode 109 of Nowhere on Mulberry. Thank you for joining us. Steven, the pop culture zealot. I am the J-Strom. I realized that I hadn't been introducing myself in the last, like, 10 episodes.
Ever.
I am J-Strom, the J-Strom here from the pop culture district of Mulberry.
You're famous enough. People know who you are.
Oh, thanks. With Steven, the pop culture zealot, how are you doing, Steven?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
Doing fantastic, aren't you?
A little tired, but that's okay.
A little tired?
That's always my Friday.
A surprise.
Hey, you catch a plane every Friday and see how you feel.
That is true. No. You literally fly in and then come do the show.
I fly in just for the show.
Hey, I appreciate it, Steven.
Boy, are your arms tired. I wonder how many times I've said that.
We also have here Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry Historian. How you doing, Bill?
Greetings and salutations. I'm terrific.
We don't have Vanessa again.
Yeah. Oh.
Nice. Well, what the deal is, there's nothing going on. Like, she's not on the show anymore. She just doesn't have internet at her new place yet. Some kind of...
No, actually, we just don't have her on because we hate Joker Nick.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about something in the forum. Hey,
yeah, a little in-joke there,
people
sorry.
People would join our forum. They'd know what Bill was talking about. Sign up right now.
Oh, don't even bother. You know, what's the use? It's so hard to do.
Yeah, it is. You, like, register or something.
Yeah.
Say,
oh,
Steven,
God.
You're not on the forum, are you?
But I read it regular. I do read it regular.
Hey, as long as you read it. Yeah, you don't have to be a member. Hey, that's what we need. We're cutting out. You have to join in order to read it. What do you think of that, huh?
He's a liar.
Then I would join it.
You're a liar.
So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We have a couple of movies to talk about. We're going to talk about Cloverfield. We finally saw it.
Awesome.
The day after the show last week. But also Rambo is coming out.
Yes.
I don't think, it doesn't sound like anyone's excited about it. But I'm kind of excited about it the closer it gets to now.
The trailer for it. The bodies hit the...
Every time I see that commercial, nothing wrong with me. And he's like... Let the bodies hit the floor. And
every time I think of that, I think of the stupid Friday the 13th.
Yeah, they did that too. But the thing is, Sylvester Stallone does like this question and answers thing on Ain't It Cool News. Or
he's just about the coolest filmmaker there is, just for that reason alone.
Or as I like to call it, Isn't It Cool News. I think it would be proper grammar.
Isn't it fantastically wonderful news?
And yeah, he answers a lot of cool questions, and people said, what is the deal with that kind of embarrassing commercial? And he said that's not his idea. He'd rather have it a more nuanced kind of show who Rambo is, kind of more subtle approach, but they think it'll put butts in the seats in the theater. A bunch of kids are like, I'm badass, man!
But that's what's so funny about like the current state of Hollywood, that's their idea of a terrific commercial.
Yeah. All badass, this will feel...
I mean, they just, at this point, they just copy one another, and they don't even care.
And that shows you where Sylvester Stallone is now. At one time, he probably could have had a say in the way the trailer was cut. Not anymore. It just, he doesn't have a say in that anymore. He doesn't have the kind of star power anymore.
Well, I don't know. Well,
you know what, now that he's making these movies, he's, you know, if Rambo does well, that'll make him be able to make another movie.
Yeah, I really liked Rocky Balboa. Did you ever see
it? I loved it. I got teary-eyed during it.
God, I'm like one of those old people who are like, do you ever see that movie? It's like, I saw it with you, dumbass. I was sitting right next to you.
If you looked in the seat next to you, that would have been me.
But, yeah, you're right, Bill. It had some...
Steven's easy to forget.
It had some tear-inducing moments in it.
It did.
It's a very touching thing. It's kind of like Rocky letting everything go, not living in the past anymore.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool. Now, what Rambo's doing, I assume he wants to...
He's going to do the same thing. He's not going to live in the past.
Well, now he's just going to... F some shit up.
Yeah, he wants to live on his own and live a quiet life, but they keep pulling him back in! Time to kill! And cue music! Let the bodies hit the floor! But anyway, yeah. You know, there's...
I love that his job is to trap cobras for snake fighting. That's what he does in the movie. That's just so cool.
You know, I saw there's this like this nature show. I don't even know the guy's name, but it's this snake master guy. And he'll be running in the bush or whatever, and he goes, oh, there's a python. And he'll run, and he'll dive on the grass, like in the ground, and he sticks his hand in, and he pulls out, and he goes, look at this. And he's like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, has no fear at all, and he's grabbing the snake, and he's like, stick it in the camera. See, right there, those fangs. Those will kill you instantly if they get a hold of it. It's like, dude, what the hell's wrong with you?
I think the craziest one is that Nigel that does that.
They're always, like, running and jumping into, let me just jump in these bushes here. Oh, look what we got.
Look at this snake pit. It's filled with snake.
Let me jump into it and see if I can catch a couple.
Yeah, they don't care about the... That's the sad thing about the crocodile hunter is the way he died. Had
no fear. Yeah, I mean, it was...
Nothing to do with
crocodiles.
Well,
it was an accident. I mean, he didn't even see it coming. It's not like going after a snake. He was behind a stingray.
Yeah, it's just like skydivers, they get killed by some lady in a Chevette or something as they're crossing the street. It has nothing to do with how they risk their life.
Skydivers, Chevettes.
You know, we got a voicemail this week, and let's go ahead and check it out.
Hey, Mulberry. My name is Freddie Ballard, and I just wanted to call and tell you that I'm a big fan of your show. I think it's really funny, and Jason and Bill and Daryl, you guys are very cool, and I like you, and I just wanted to tell you that,
Daryl,
excuse me, I'm a little nervous, you guys really inspired me, and you made me want to do my own show, so I've started my own podcast. You can get to it at www.uvaldacity.nv.us/users backslash
user
backslash J6 index 7 backslash 3657937-4 backslash index.shtml.
Wow.
So you check out my show there.
Did you guys get that?
Freddy Fork Show. And I collect things, and I collect Napoleonic figures, and we talk about that on the show, and film noir.
Who do you talk
movie
to?
Posters.
You put Steven asleep.
From the 30s and noir. 40s and 50s. And
I film noir.
And also an authority on Twin Peaks and Farscape. So anyways, I was...
Wow, there's a combo.
And Farscape.
Twin Peaks and Farscape. Wow.
You can download it right off my site.
That's like X-Files and...
newvaldacity.nv.
Something else.
/ user / Freddy Forks.
Freddy Forks.
J6 index 7.
Is this still going on?
/36
I think he's giving it to us a second time. He's tweeting it the first time.
Oh.
What is it?
UvaldeCity?
Index.shtml.
Is it
UvaldeCity?
So come and check it out. UvaldeCity?
We can't even get
right.
the beginning
you
of the...
You're inspiring me.
Oh.
Bye.
Well, if we inspired the guy...
Is he done?
Yeah. We inspired the guy, you know, that's cool. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make fun of you there.
But... I wonder how many of our listeners will go back and try and write that URL down.
The Freddy Fork Show. Can we just do a Google search? Do we have to type
Freddy Forks.
Freddy Fork Show. So if anybody wants to type in that or whatever. You know what's sad is the Heath Ledger thing. I didn't know how we would really talk about that. Sometimes we talk about when people die, but it's just so weird.
It's
usually
a little
it's
tragic.
Somebody a little older. Number one.
Yeah,
I was watching nothing but trailers that morning, and the Dark Knight trailer came on, and I really like his look for the Joker. I didn't at first in pictures, but once you see him in the movie
Action. Moving,
you know, it's like really a moving picture. His performance, the body language, and his voice. I was very intrigued by it, and I swear, literally, like 2 hours later, I read that he's dead, and I was like, what the hell? And the thing that drives me nuts about the internet is since his death, which was Monday, right, he has gone from ODing to not ODing to an accidental mixture of
sleeping pills,
illegal drugs to prescription pills.
It changes. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they don't get.
Did he Michael Hutchins himself too, or something? Yeah,
they didn't get because
he was asleep naked.
They don't get the facts straight.
With a belt around his neck.
No, but you could have reported that. People would
exactly.
Oh,
that's
what
I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah. And it's in one of the Olsen twins' apartment or not. Does it matter? I don't know.
Was it said they were in one of the Olsen twins' apartment?
Did the masseuse call her or 911? It's just dumb. Dumb. The poor kid's dead.
What it sounds like to me is he took a lethal mixture of prescription pills, which, people do it like, man, I can't sleep. I'm going to take this pill for my sleeping problems, but I'm also going to take a Valium, and I'm going to take a shot of whiskey, too, and maybe I'll take a long nap, and then you never wake up. You're dead.
Well, what's crazy about it is my father was a paramedic, and he was saying that, you know, the big deal they're making out is that when the masseuse found him, he was in cardiac arrest. And if it was a drug overdose, you first go into respiratory arrest and then cardiac arrest. And once you go into that, you're gone. There's no way they were going to be able to save him. But for some reason, there's a big stink now about how they could have called 911 sooner and they could have saved him.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. You couldn't have. He was on his way to death's door.
Well, the main thing is I saw on the internet, probably everyone's seen this by now.
Especially
but...
in New York City, trying to get it. So, anywhere.
Yeah. Did you see that, Bill, where somebody took a picture? They were at Best Buy, and they snapped a picture with their cell phone, a table, and it said, relive Heath Ledger's talent, live his work with these fine films. And they had all this
you know what's so
out.
Bad about that is that the site I've used for years to get DVDs is this DVDEmpire.com, and I go there today to do my list of DVD releases, and what do they have on the front page? The exact same thing.
Yeah.
they have, you know, buy these titles and live through his performances. And I was just, oh, you guys are so tacky.
And then they were reporting on the news some anti-gay thing. They were going to rally.
Yeah, Fred Phelps and that group.
Yeah,
that,
they were going to rally, you know, at his memorial. It's like.
Because of Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, it's like the dude wasn't gay.
They need to not report these things because that's what those people love. Oh, for somebody to talk about them. But anyway, you know, I'm really sad about that. And when you go to see The Dark Knight, it'll have this air of sadness about it.
Yeah, why so serious? Did you see they changed that website now?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they changed it for like something about the best way to live your life or something. So it's kind of an honor to him with a film strip and a black ribbon.
Yeah, I've seen. Yeah, that's nice. But I've seen some things like I heard he was really messed up over playing the Joker, so he offed himself. It's like,
yeah,
what? Shut up.
Well, and Jack Nicholson going, I warned him. It's like, shut up, Jack, you old idiot.
Go work on the bucket list too, all right?
Exactly.
Jackhole. All right. Hey, we got another voicemail. Let's do that, and we'll get into some entertainment.
Hey, guys. It's Freddie Forks again.
Oh, no.
I was just wondering if you had a chance to go and listen to my show. You
know, what? We're doing
and
this.
I put up a new show just for you guys, and I talk about Nowhere and Mulberry. Oh, and,
how would we have a chance to listen to
so
you?
Funny, and Bill is so kind of mean and rough, and how Daryl makes all the Predator sounds.
It's Steven! It's not Daryl!
Anyway, guys, I just wanted to, like I said, ask you if you'd heard my show. I hope you have.
Yeah, we loved it.
So take it. Hope you enjoy it. Remember that web address, and I changed it again just so it's a
little simpler. No, please don't.
www.uvaldacity.us/users/FreddieForks. / January.
It's different. It's different from the last time.
That's what he said. He
changed it.
He was trying to make it easier.
index.shtml. So come on by and enjoy the Freddie Forks show coming at you live from downtown Valda City, Nevada. And
oh,
I hope that you enjoy Freddie Forks. I love you guys. You inspire me. And you're great. All right, guys. Bye. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Freddie.
Bye.
Okay. Well, after that, what do you say we get into some entertainment? All right? Let's do it.
Yes.
Holy shit. What the hell is going on, Steven?
What the hell?
The whole place is shaking. Christ, my show notes.
What?
My Skittles are going everywhere. Steven, hold on. What the hell? We got some kind of quake?
What's Foggy doing?
He says it's not him. It's a quake. Holy crap. Bill, the whole place is falling apart here.
I think I'm not there.
Jesus Christ.
A little dusty in here now.
God, Bill, are you okay over in your library?
Yeah, I'm fine.
That place, you got that place fortified where it withstands earthquakes.
I keep everything locked down no matter what.
Wow, man, that was crazy. We just went through an earthquake or something. We're in tornado country, not earthquake country.
I know,
you okay, Foggy? Okay, I think we're cool. Okay, let's talk about Cloverfield. My Skittles went everywhere, Steven. I have a nice bowl of Skittles.
I think Steven choked on one.
Okay, Cloverfield. We went to see Cloverfield, and I got to say that I'll just tell you guys what I thought of it. I thought it was an incredible experience. And I was trying to think back to the last time I had like this up and down kind of roller coaster type of experience, because I've seen many films that I enjoy, many films that hey, that was pretty good, or you know, you enjoy different films for different reasons. Not every, you know, no film is the same. Some offer something emotional or whatever. The closest that this reminded me is going to see Aliens for the first time in the theater. This kind of excitement, this kind of also fear. You know, it's scary. There's tension. But also, you know, when the character of HUD says something funny and you nervously, that was funny, you know, you kind of nervous laughter. But also at the same time, the creature, the monster in the film, the way they shot it, the way that they don't show you enough, that you get teased through the whole thing, I was watching the film in wide-eyed wonder. I was just, what I was, I knew the whole thing about the film was what it was people are in New York, the city, a monster is attacking New York, and the whole film's done from a handycam, right? From a camera. And
Sony
I knew that.
Handycam, yeah.
But as I was watching the film, I was like, holy shit, they pulled this off. Because that's what it feels like. It didn't feel, you know, sure, that's a gimmick. Like, this is the high concept of the film. But once you're watching the movie, I felt that they did it. It felt like a guy filming this shit really happening. And this film had some of the most flawless effects that I've seen. Because when I say flawless, it's believable that it's happening there from in the camera. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I got to say that by the time the film was over, I had like an adrenaline rush, and I was just like, damn, Steven, that was good. I got into that shit. I mean,
yeah, it was fun watching. It was
totally bought into it.
It was like an experience. I felt like, okay, you guys, here's the rope. You guys get off the ride now. Other people want to get on. It felt like a ride. It really did. Yeah. Something at Disneyland or something. I got to tell you, I really had this sinking feeling as I was watching the film. I was like,
oh, totally.
This is the feeling I had. Why didn't you think of this shit first, Jason? I mean, seriously. I mean, the idea is so ingenious. Why didn't you think of this shit first? And I was kind of mad at myself. Why didn't I think of this? Because you could take this premise and do an alien invasion or something.
Right.
This premise would work with a number of different kind of genre films. Mm-hmm. The way they... I thought it was excellent. And I got to say that I thought the movie's very special to me now, because it made me feel that certain way. And I literally felt like this old friend coming back, like, dude, you haven't felt like this in a movie since probably Aliens, even. Like, wow, man, can you believe that shit? I mean, I've seen, you know, like Terminator, or you see new films now, but nothing has come close to that same kind of level. Think about how many times you've probably seen Aliens. But to go back to that very first time, I would give anything, because it totally blew me away, scared the shit out of me, was also badass, also had some hilarious moments with Hudson. But once you see the film multiple times, you know, you never get that back again. And this, I kind of felt that same experience. So I'm going to say that I loved it.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I feel the same way. I really, really dug it a lot. And I had absolutely no problem with the filming method. I didn't get sick.
Shaky cam, whoa!
I didn't even notice it. I mean, I noticed it at times.
There was
one
time where I noticed it, and it was when they're coming off the bridge.
Yep, that's same for me.
HUD is running with the camera, and it's going left to right. And I was like, okay. And I told myself, if this is going to happen, like any kind of where I feel like, I'm going to look under the screen, like look at the people in the front row where I can still in my peripheral vision kind of see the screen and wait till it's done with. So once he was done running, it was okay. But that was the only scene where it was just kind of like, dude, stop running.
Well, I guess and there was another scene where, you know, the camera kind of, they're walking in the tunnels and the camera goes down because they're looking for buttons on it, you know.
Right.
I mean, that's the only other time you really kind of notice that it's not being filmed.
There are some,
you know,
genius scenes. I really think genius in my head. There's scenes where the camera is dropped. There's a part where HUD is knocked to the ground, and I love that shit, because what it does is the film you are in.
That's what I'm saying.
You're HUD.
That's what I'm saying. It's not being filmed at that point in time.
It's our point of view.
Yeah.
That's what was genius. And when, by the way, if you've not seen Cloverfield, I'm going to go ahead and say, do not listen to the rest of our show, because I don't want to give any spoilers or ruin anything. I'm sure you could easily go online. But the experience is more of a spoiler than anything. Like, I could tell you certain things about it, but it wouldn't matter, because the experience is what you're going for.
And don't cheap out and download the bootleg. You got to see it in a theater.
Also,
that experience in a theater is just incredible.
I've heard, hey, have you guys seen Cloverfield? Well, so-and-so, his cousin, he saw it, and he said that he threw up after the movie. So I don't know if I want... Okay, hold on a second. What kind of constitution do you have? You know, Do you get motion sickness? No, I never have. You'll be fine, okay? Yeah.
Can you read in a car?
So-and-so's cousin is a pussy, all right? He throws up on trips, you know, downtown.
To the grocery store.
Yeah, he gets motion sickness easily. But I'm going to say that if you don't have a history of motion sickness, hell, even take a Dramamine before you go.
Well, there's only like maybe two scenes really where
The running scene. Nothing else.
The running and the scene in the tunnel whenever they turn the light on the camera.
But also, you
can't talk about it without talking about
spoiler.
Major...
When they turn on a certain feature on the camera.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's genius. Where he goes, hey, you know they have that. And I was like, oh, well, I can't wait till he turns it on. What are we going to see? And then when you see it, it's like, oh, shit, man. That reminded me of Aliens 2 when the Hicks goes up in the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that.
It's all in the perimeter, you know, you got all that.
And the reason you love it is because, oh, that's clever. Hey, that's clever, guys. Good.
But you know what's great about it is that this movie was written, produced, and directed by film geeks of our... You know, the things that we love. And you know there's things in there that were direct from Aliens. There's the – I love the addition of the head of the Statue of Liberty. And J.J. Abrams even said when he was a kid, he saw that poster to Escape from New York, and there was the head of the Statue of Liberty, and it was never in the movie. And he thought – That needs to be in a movie.
Yeah.
So he was just pumped to be able to put it in there.
You know what? When he said that, there are several film posters where you're like, hey, that's not in the movie, that I remember as a kid that you kind of feel ripped off about. Like, he never held that gun in the movie.
He does just to give it give people an idea, there's this site that does this thing called TED. It's like entertainment discussions and science discussions. And he, J.J. Abrams, gives a great 18-minute speech on their site. Just look it up at TED Talks. And it's all about the mystery box, the idea of mystery.
Right. And, you know, when he talked about that, his fascination with mystery as a child, it is so true that the mystery is so much more interesting than the answers. For instance, yeah. I've seen several people, I'm not going to say that, okay, if you don't like Cloverfield, you don't like it, you just didn't get it or whatever, it's okay. I've already told you how I felt about it, but I've seen some people say, you don't find out where the monster's from, you know, did it die at the end, do you know anything, that pissed me off. And it's like, okay, you're not getting
the point.
The whole point of the movie is they found this friggin' camera, they hit play, and this is what was on it. They didn't have HUD going, hey, look, there's a scientist. Let's go up and talk to him. Hey, scientist, what's going on? Well, you see where we think this came from, deep in the ocean. And, you know, they didn't have any of that. That would have been ridiculous. The whole point is that it's in the camera. The movie is in the camera. That's what they found. They're hitting play. You're seeing the experience of what happened. And you're not going to get stuff like that. What this film is about.
And some of the little intermittent cuts in there.
That was genius of what used to be on the tape.
Of what used to be on the tape.
That was well done. And it genuinely, I've seen other people, I don't care about these damn yuppies. There's nothing to care about. I did. They didn't seem like damn yuppies to me. They seemed like normal people.
Right.
They seemed like normal people.
And it wasn't that you were necessarily interested in their life.
You got to know
you
them.
You got
a
glimpse of their life.
Yeah, they're having a go-away party for their friend Rob, and then the shit goes
on.
That
was the character development right there.
Yeah, and Rob and his brother look like they got along really well. They had a close relationship. We know HUD is their buddy who seems to be that guy who's always there
for him.
He's the jackass friend who, you know, that you wouldn't mind hanging out with HUD. He seemed like a funny guy. The girl Beth that Rob seems to be in love with... It seems like they were friends for a long time. Finally, they hooked up. Then he got this wonderful job where he has to move out of the country. So her whole thing is she's just going to cut it off and start dating other people. Why did she get herself into this with this guy who's going to... Because long-distance relationships don't work, right? So, I mean, this happens a lot. When I see a film that I enjoy and then I read like reviews of people kind of knocking certain things, I start to get a little defensive, even though I didn't make the film. But a lot of times, nitpicky things, like for instance...
Well, and that's because they just don't get it.
Yeah, like I've heard, like, Oh, like the video camera would stay charged that long.
Yeah, it's a movie. And it's a two-hour tape. Who knows? You know, or it's actually an hour and 20-minute tape.
I almost wish
just who knows how many times they turn the camera off. Do you really have to go that deep into it?
And I wish HUD would have said, hold on, guys. I'm going to rechange the I'm going to change the battery. And then it goes black for a second. And he's like, all right, we're good. Yeah. Just so those people could shut up, you know.
Like, it's like the
and
the
I teasingly said that to Jason during the theater. Theater.
Well, it's a thing that everyone would think. But also, you know, I've read some people said that this doesn't take place in 2007 or 2008. It's 2009. Have you guys? Did you get that anywhere?
I haven't read
that. And I'm sorry, Bill, for interrupting you.
isn't there a date on the camera? Doesn't it say like April 27th? 2007 or whatever?
I can't remember, but here's the thing that who knows, but in a couple of years they'll have a battery that lasts that long. You know?
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say about the camera battery thing is it's kind of like the old action movie cliche where you never reload. You know, when you're watching an action movie, that's the last thing on your mind.
Yes, suspension of disbelief. I got to tell you that my suspension of disbelief was there the entire film.
Well, I mean, if you want to gripe about something, how come the date timer wasn't running down at the bottom, you know, and all that stuff? Because nobody ever knows how to turn those off, you know, unless you're, you know, they're just playing with
the
camera.
It's because they wanted to make a film that didn't annoy the shit out of you.
Exactly. That's what. Exactly.
And you know what? There's going to be those people that are annoyed by a movie because they just want to be elitist. You know, like, oh,
I've
whatever.
Also read,
I didn't like it.
When you finally get to see the monster, I don't get it. What is this supposed to, you know? It's not about that.
Well, the scene when the military approaches the monster for the first time, I was literally, I almost shit my pants.
Oh, you know.
I mean, when that camera goes up and you see the face of that, you're like, oh my
God. When they're about to go on the subway and the camera trying to glimpses up and the friggin' face is right there going, I was like, holy shit. I would have been like, dude, guys, I just dropped a load in my pants.
I don't know how many would you even have stayed conscious? You know,
I
would have
been, holy
out?
Crap. And another thing is, I would have been, I'm not moving from this spot. I'd be like, oh my God.
You're frozen with terror.
Oh my God. And there was a lot of really good character. I think the actors were outstanding in this movie.
Yeah, very good.
The part where Rob has to talk to the mom, and at first she kind of lies, yeah, we're okay. We're okay, mom. And then he's like,
he wanders off to the distance, away from everybody.
Yeah, away from the camera to tell her what really happened. And I thought, man, there was a lot of really effective moments. And we're spending a lot of time on this, but I'm going to say go see Cloverfield if you haven't. I'm going to say if you worry about motion sickness, take a Dramamine or do like I do. Sit on the last row. Whenever something's like, oh, this camera's moving around too much, kind of look down below the screen a little bit until everything's okay. Because really, the shaky stuff doesn't happen a lot.
Just stop being a pussy.
Yeah, you could do that too, because you could go play Operation Wolf in the lobby if you can't handle it. All right?
I hear they have Revolution X there too.
Nice. So what do you guys say? We check out.
I give it 5 gunshots, by the way.
Yeah, I give it I'm going to go see the friggin' movie again. I got to go see it again.
I'm going to go see Rambo and then go into Cloverfield.
Hell yeah, let the bodies hit the floor.
It's going to sneak in. I'm not going to pay for it again.
Let's check out what's on TiVo. Hopefully there won't be another earthquake. Bump your mic? Holy shit! What the hell is that? What the hell is that, Steven?
Was that a lion?
It's not a lion, I don't think.
I thought Steven was falling asleep.
I think it's a lion.
The hell? Just take your head out there, Steven. What the hell is going on? There's people running everywhere. The pop culture district of Mulberry, Steven.
Go, 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 go!
Man,
did you close the window?
Maybe lion escaped from the zoo.
Hey, Foggy, check out the news and tell me if there's anything that we need to be knowing, because there's a lot of shit going on, a lot of racket, and we're doing a show, okay? So just let me know if we get any kind of emergency calls or something like that. All right, Well, anyway, guys, enough of that crap. Dr. Phil was talking about Britney, and he really feels bad, you guys, about what he did.
I feel awful. Does he sound like Seinfeld all of a sudden?
Have I been criticized for saying anything at all? Yes, quite severely, in fact. Have I wrestled with the decision that I made a statement, even though I don't feel like it added any information to what was already known? Yes, I have wrestled with that. Was it helpful in the situation? Regrettably, no. It wasn't, and I have to acknowledge that, and I certainly do. If I had it to do over again, I probably wouldn't say a word. I wouldn't make a statement to anybody about anything. My intentions were good, and I wish it had helped or had some positive effect, but clearly it did not.
Too late, country boy. Go wrestle a catfish.
For trying to help this family or this girl in trouble. Because I'm going to bet that you, just like me, have stood by shaking your head and said, why doesn't somebody do something for this girl? I tried. I regret that it didn't help. But I am, as y'all know, the incurable optimist, and I'm going to continue to hope for a good outcome for this family.
Okay. Well, Foggy says we have a voicemail just came in. This might be some news. Let's check it out.
Hey, guys. It's Freddy Forks again, and I just want to call and tell you again that, well, I made a change in my website, and I wanted to tell you and your listeners that the previous address, I changed it to make it a little more simple because it was kind of long, and so I went back and changed it a little bit. So I wanted to give that to you. You can reach the Freddy Forks Show at www.uvalda.city.nv.us/users/Freddy Forks/376-59376/index.shtml. I took out a folder, so you don't. You can just go directly to that instead. It's
it sounds
little
like the
remember.
First one.
You might not have to write it down. But that's it, the Freddy Forks Show coming live at you on a weekly basis, talking about collections and stuff. And
Foggy, this is not an important message.
I can't wait
don't interrupt the show again with this stuff.
And,
we'll check it out as soon as the show's over, okay?
I'm going to do a live. I'm going to be at the swap meet in Uvalda City, downtown Uvalda City.
Uvalda City?
With my live show broadcasting. I know there's going to be a raffle and bingo, and so I wanted to invite you guys out to that if you wanted to come. All right, guys. Well, I hope you get a chance to go and check out my show.
Yeah, we will. Freddy Forks Show.
We'll see ya.
Okay. Okay, bye, Freddy. Wow. Okay. Well,
I'm going to have to hop on a plane and get out there.
Yeah, to the swap meet. All right. Kelly Pickler was on Ellen, and she was talking about, man, my collar sticks up too much. She was on Ellen talking about, you know, turkey. She didn't know what turkey was. Hungry. Remember that when she was on that show? So here she is defending herself, basically.
When I was in fifth grade,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, hasn't been that long ago. I'm only 21.
Right.
But, like, we did not learn about that.
No.
There.
No.
And I wouldn't know anyways because I never paid attention.
Right.
So kids that are watching, pay attention in school.
Right.
Or you're going to turn out just like this, okay? A big hot mess.
Well, at least you're a hot mess. That's a good thing.
So I didn't mean like that.
No, but you are a hot mess. You are.
She doesn't even know Ellen's making a joke.
She has no clue. She has no idea.
Oh, no, not that kind of hot mess. It's like, wow. So what's even worse is
Ellen's not used to hot messes.
Ryan Seacrest.
She's just regular messes.
Yeah,
the one she sees in the mirror every day.
Ryan Seacrest and Simon were on Leno, and the only reason I'm playing this is because we love Leno.
Yeah,
it seems like it could get dangerous. Because you can get just crazy people.
Well, what you don't see, Jay, is that there are probably about 15 security guards sitting in the room. And without that, I wouldn't do the show.
Oh, but you don't do, like, profiling. You don't have somebody goes, Simon, there's a guy, and 15 people back. He's got, you know, both pupils in the same eye. Be careful.
Well, if that was the case, we wouldn't have Paula on the show.
is happening?
Somebody's going to get a phone call after this.
Did he say both pupils in the same eye?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I guess they're so dilated from drugs.
Couldn't think of anything better.
Well, on American Idol, there's not much going on this week, but there were these annoying-ass twins or brother and sister or something. They just annoyed the shit out of me. Let's check
Captain
it out.
Captain and Tennille?
You seem like you'd be shy. Now, you really like to come out of your shell and perform?
Who's shy?
Anybody can sing.
Oh,
but you gotta have
up.
That
good Lord.
Ow factor.
Don't you hear when they do the packages, Bill, where they talk about certain...
I'll be your cloud of fear.
Sound like angels.
I'll be your shoulder when you cry. Your
it's okay.
It's Loggins and Messina.
I'm your angel.
Welcome to Hollywood, both of you.
I can't split.
Just 2 seconds,
it's a good thing they let him stay, even though they annoyed the shit out of him.
I can't split you two up.
I got a ticket.
When you were playing a bit of that clip, I heard you play a little bit earlier. I thought it was Tracy Morgan and somebody doing a... I thought it was doing a spoof on 30 Rock.
It sounds like Tracy Morgan.
Yeah. This guy,
more than Loggins and Messina.
It looks more like Lavelle from Last
Comic. Get back to Picard.
Well, this, for some reason, you know, on MTV they have The Real World, but when Real World is over, you go on the Real World Road Rule Challenge thing or the gauntlet where you compete in games and stuff.
For money.
Yeah, for money. But that's not what it's really about. You all stay in like this hot, nice condo or something, and you get drunk, and you get so drunk you end up punching each other. And there's this one guy, his name is CT.
Sounds like a blast.
He got kicked off the show last season because he punched someone drunk, and now he's drunk again fighting with his girlfriend. Let's check it out.
So they brought him back.
Yeah, they brought him back, and you know why they did? Great television.
Did they kick him off?
He's drunk. He's pissing off people, and I'm trying to, like, calm him down, get him to bed.
Now's always the time.
You're not in state to, like, talk about anything. Just calm down. Go to bed.
I don't want to go to bed. Understand that.
Calm down.
No, I don't need to calm down.
Have a good time.
You play your game, I'll play mine.
I'm not going to bed.
Stop talking about the game. And it's driving me insane. I don't want a game to hurt our relationship. It's stupid.
Are you talking about the rapper?
No.
You're talking to me. Can you
yeah,
calm
I'm
down?
Talking to you. Someone I've been protecting for what? How long now? Somebody I've been doing my time with for how long now?
Doing his
time.
When
do I get mine?
Yeah, that's a way to refer to a relationship.
Doing my time with you.
Walk away and do you.
Now you're throwing me in the hole.
You're like a prison sentence. I'm doing my time with you.
What? Foggy, I'm trying to do... Oh, okay. This time he says we got a real message. Let's check it out.
Oh,
my God.
Mommy! I'm trapped in my closet. Help me.
He's trapped in his closet?
What's going on? I need help. Something pierced my spleen.
Something pierced his spleen.
Oh, my God.
Noises.
They got to remove it now.
Was he caught in the earthquake?
Help. I think so.
You have to come get me, Jason.
No, that's not happening.
During the middle of our show, we got to come get him?
You have to come and save me.
Dude, we're doing a live show.
I don't know what's going on. There's an earthquake on that thing. I'm scared. Somebody. God. Please, Lord in heaven and Jesus Christ.
What?
My spleen. My spleen.
I wouldn't even know where my spleen was if I were to get stabbed in it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I think he's gurgling on his own blood.
Choking on his spleen.
Holy shit!
Oh, my God.
Dude, let's go outside, Steven. What the hell is going on? We're going to go on remote. We got Wi-Fi, okay? What's going on out here? Holy shit, the army's out here. We're in a soundproof booth inside, Bill. That's why we can't tell what the hell's going on. Makes a lot of sense, right? Apparently there's a giant monster in the streets of Mulberry. The army is...
Look out!
Oh, shit! Oh, holy crap!
What the hell?
Let's go back inside, Steven. It's kind of loud out here to do the show like this.
I think there's a lion here.
It's not a lion. It's definitely not a lion, Steven. Holy... Whoa!
Listen to that roar. That's a lion.
Hurling cars. Whoa! Damn! They got the heavy artillery out here. How do we not hear this shit from inside?
It's a mess. We got double-layer egg crate.
Okay, yeah. It looks like he's losing. He's winning. Okay. Let's go ahead and check out The Rock of Love this week, where he had this chick striptease for him.
Oh, not just... only I can get naked for you, but I also did a cake for you, mon chéri. Voilà, I spent all day in the kitchen. Of course, it's with diet sugar.
Is that Emily?
Just take it off.
It's Emily Pouillon.
Just take it off.
I'm looking for a woman who I can connect with spiritually, and any woman willing to lick chocolate mousse off of her own breasts, that's a spiritual connection that you can't deny. This next girl that I would like to stay in this house, they did something absolutely great for me today, so Angelique, would you come down here, please? I see a tongue darting out of a mouth. It's coming at me. It's large and fighting to get into my mouth like a serpent.
Tongue?
Guess so.
That tongue had made its way all the way down my throat, into my belly, and tasted last night's supper. Thank you.
Okay.
Is he sure it wasn't the monster that's in Mulberry?
I know. I don't know what the hell is going on. Steven, just open the window for a second. That's still out there. Okay. Hey, there's a show on Fox called The Moment of Truth where you're hooked up to a lie detector and they ask you very uncomfortable questions that you have to answer in front of your family, your wife, or whatever. And if you answer truthfully, you get to make money, right, Bill? Something like
yes.
that?
Yes.
Let's check it out.
Do you think you've delayed having children because you're not sure if Katya will be your lifelong partner?
Ooh. Gasp.
Is that the audience from The Wheel of Fortune?
I need your answer.
The answer is yes.
Oh.
The answer is... I'm dying here. No, but is it worth $100,000 to hear this stuff? True.
As a personal trainer, have you touched a female client more than was required of you?
Ooh.
No. We have this lovely chinette set
that
for you.
The answer is...
Like, huh?
False.
You perv! So that means he has been touching women inappropriately?
So now they can all sue him.
So now,
hey, he needed to teach her how to exercise her Kegels.
So now his wife is going to divorce him, and he doesn't get any money. Is that what happens?
Well, he doesn't. Have to pay
I don't
child
think
support.
She's divorcing anyone, being that she sounds like she's from another country.
Now, Bill, what is the deal with wife swap? I saw a clip here where the dude is ramming into his front white picket fence with his car and destroying it. And the chick is like, what's wrong with you? Let's check this out. And then you explain to me what the hell's going on.
Okay.
She was pushing me. She was pushing me down and down. And I just don't think it's right.
He's crashing into his...
What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't think there should be any boundaries.
What the hell was that?
You know, you're setting boundaries. You're, get a job.
You're wasting my time.
Fine. Get your crap and leave.
Oh, you're so stupid. You're immature, you're childish, and you're stupid. You're stupid. Thanks for wasting my time. Screw you, Andrew.
And that is how you make the new wife disappear.
What?
Yeah. When I hit that fence.
And I love
it
he's got his
everything.
Kids out there and they're ripping the fence they apart.
Yeah!
Why is he ruining his own fence?
This place is a mess.
He really disliked the new wife.
Then he starts crying.
The happiest man in the world.
What?
Oh.
You could have fooled me.
What did he say?
He's the happiest man.
Happiest man.
That guy's got problems. So what the hell's going on?
Well, you know what? Both these... At this point, wife swap has just become a joke. First off, they take... It's your typical thing. This week, they have a female... Well, a female, of course. A wife that is a strict wife, doesn't let her kids out of her sight. You know, typical, she cares about how they look. And then there's the wife that is the wife of a magician and lets the kids do anything, and it's all about magic. And
Wait, last week was a clown.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's just a joke.
What's next week, a mime?
They dig him up.
Yeah, an illusionist or something like that.
But so this psycho wife switches places, show. And she doesn't like that this guy lets his kids run everywhere. So she puts up this white picket fence, and the guy doesn't like it, so he plows into it with his car and rips it out.
Oh, so it wasn't his fence originally?
No, it wasn't. She had it put up because she didn't like that the kids left the front yard.
Oh, so I guess...
A fence keeps you from leaving the front yard?
Yeah, and it's so funny. He could have plowed into this thing with a tricycle and knocked it over. It was just really badly put up. It's just dumb.
Wow. So, okay, let's talk about Celebrity Apprentice. This hasn't been that great. Has it?
Well, not only that,
I fell asleep watching it. Really?
What were you saying, Bill?
I said not only hasn't it not been great, it's disturbing. Like this week, it was stupid.
The whole thing was to sell tickets to Broadway musicals and plays and stuff, Broadway shows. And basically, what it comes down to is who knows the richest people.
Right? Yeah, and the women lose by $2,000.
Yeah.
But what's sad is that Mary Lou Henner was the team leader, and she brings back two people that didn't even need to be there because she's friends with the other two. And it's just, you know, it's real, really tacky.
Well, and not only that is the Piers guy knows Richard Branson. It's like, is that fair?
Well, Richard Branson, only gave him $10,000.
Yeah, he goes, how about $10 million? I'll have someone down there. It's like, hell yeah, we won this task. No, but yeah, it was $10,000. And apparently they have a deadline because the other chick had someone coming with more money, but they didn't get there in time for the deadline.
Yeah, I just see the women losing and losing and losing because they're all just incompetent and they suck.
The Omarosa just annoying the men. It seems to be the only entertaining thing going on. Like, for instance, here she calls that Piers guy a clown.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. King Arthur.
Oh, yeah, he's dressed up in King Arthur selling Spam-a-lot tickets.
Hello? What's the power of speech? Hello there.
He actually just looked like Bennett Commando.
Anyone here ever speak?
Well, all New Yorkers who went by, looked to me in the eye, looked vaguely repulsed, and walked off.
That's New York. Bloody rude.
You don't want to give any money to charity? I understand. Yeah, heartless bastard.
You were dressed up like a clown.
Sorry, hang on. I wasn't dressed as a clown. I was dressed as King Arthur. I mean, let's get this absolutely straight. King Arthur was not a clown.
You just criticized my man Pierce for dressing up like a knight, walking him down Broadway and called him a clown. That's not star power. People didn't even know who he was until they saw him. That's being a barker. That's going out there and selling tickets. It's like the old days when my father used to walk up and down with a sandwich board around him. And that's what this man did. And that's why he is our most valuable player.
A sandwich board, huh?
Yes. He had a gun taped to his back in the sandwich that I hate. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, the show would veer off into a strange place. But I'm just saying the Celebrity Apprentice is not very entertaining, you know?
No, it's not.
And, you know, they try to, they didn't do it this week, but next week it looks like Vincent Pastore is going to go over to the chick side.
Yeah,
and the whole thing is like you're a traitor to the man or whatever. It's whatever.
Well, they're obviously doing, you know, they're hyping it up, of course, and they're doing it to even out the teams again, just like they did with Gene Simmons. So,
Gene went over there to even out the teams last week, and then they lost Gene. So, aren't the teams uneven again?
Yeah, it's gonna be.
And then they lost again this week, and then the softball player got kicked off. Whatever.
The women are losing because they're incompetent.
But you know what you were talking about might happen with the Terminator series, Bill? It kind of happened this week where it was kind of lame. I mean,
I gave up on it. After I saw the first two episodes, I was like, you know what? They're not going to go anywhere
with
this. Well,
there's some funny stuff happens. That's the bad thing is if it's supposed to be a cool action show, but if I'm like, man, this is so dorky, it's funny, it's amusing me. Like, for instance, the Terminator, who's just an exoskeleton, is growing his skin back in a bathtub. What? Oh. How do you do that? Where do you get eyelashes and hair from?
So that's like a pod?
Yeah, it's like...
He's filled it up full of blood. He's got some scientists there.
Yeah, he gives the scientist...
Some formula.
He gives him the formula for synthetic skin. And the guy's like, this can't be. We had the formula wrong. And he does it. And Sarah...
Here's my synthetic formula.
Sarah Connor's dating a guy who's invented a chess machine, like artificial intelligence. So they need to get rid of that
but
guy.
But he's hooked...
Big Blue.
He's hooked what... Xbox 360s and
yeah, he says,
PlayStation 3s together.
I've modded some PS3s and some Xbox, and I was like, yeah, okay.
They're very powerful machines. I love their PowerPC processors.
And the funny thing is Summer Glau, the Cameron, the Terminator, she's in high school with John. She does not look like she belongs in high school. There's a funny part where the girl calls her a whore, bitch whore. And,
bitch whore.
And because she doesn't understand things, John says, what are you acting like? Why are you acting like? She goes, I'm a bitch whore. And I thought that was funny. But
and then the obligatory metal detector walking through school.
Yeah.
And she sets it up.
He had said that she had a metal plate in her head or whatever. But anyway.
That was goofy.
How much time we have till the break, Bill?
I think about a minute 25.
All right. Just tell me when we need to take it. Friday Night Lights last week. Do you guys remember what happened? And go, Steven.
No.
Riggins is obsessed with Lila again. Lila's on Christian radio.
Lila works at a Christian radio station, and I love Riggins calls in.
Pranks
he's like,
her.
He acts like, I'm Tina, and I think Jesus is hot.
Yeah, that was bad.
And he's sitting there with Herc, and Herc's like cracking up, and... He's like, is the Shroud of Turin real or whatever?
Did he just paint Jesus on that?
Yeah. And I love Jason Street's like, what's going on here? And they're like, shut up, man. Shh. And he's like, what, do you want her to think that you like her or something? Because like she's being so immature. It was a great episode last week. There was the uneasy stuff with Smash dating the white girl. And he goes to eat with her parents, and the parents say, we don't like you guys dating. And he's like,
we don't like none of these black folk with white folk.
And they ask the mom, and she's like, I agree. I don't want them to date either. It's like, wow.
But, and then they sneak out to the theater. There's a big ruckus.
Yeah.
Between.
And it's a fight.
What do you say we go ahead and take a break? We cut. Man, I'm so sorry, Friday Night Lights. But let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hopefully everything goes back to normal here in Mulberry. Be right back, guys.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It got on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoot,
the party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Oh.
Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring.
Oh.
Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
Oh.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
oh.
Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Jack's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Hey, Talk Radio X listeners, this is Mulberry Bill from Nowhere in Mulberry. Tune in to Nowhere in Mulberry every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific to hear the J-String, Steven, the pop culture seller, Vanessa the News Girl, and me, Mulberry Bill, discuss the latest in TV, movies, and geek and pop culture.
Talk Radio X.
From FSN, I'm Ollie Barrett with the latest world news. Reports are coming in of an unknown creature laying waste to the small Texas town of Mulberry. The creature is unknown at this time. Oh, we are receiving live footage from the local news station.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that. What do you say we check out the news?
It's been a crazy show.
Lions escaping.
Steven, shut the window. It's too loud out there.
Okay, I got it.
The thing's destroying the pop culture district. Foggy's out there having a cigarette. Get your ass in here. We gotta do the news now. It's a good thing they haven't hit our building. We'd be screwed.
You think we're so soundproof, too, man.
Can you believe this shit, Bill?
This is crazy!
Whoa!
Hear that lion roar?
It's not a lion, Steven! All right, Bill, what do we got in the news this week?
All right, you know how here in the United States we tend to have violence that involves guns and people dying. Well, in Canada, I think they prefer hockey sticks to guns. A 37-year-old man is facing multiple charges after half a dozen people, including a pregnant woman, were assaulted with a hockey stick at the city center mall. Police say the incident unfolded at 11:30 a.m. Tuesday when a man approached a pregnant woman and began speaking to her. Though police don't believe they knew one another, he then swung the hockey stick, hitting her on the head. She fell to the ground and was struck again.
Oh, dear.
The male began attacking several other people, men and women, with the stick. A total of six people, including two security guards, who took him into custody were assaulted. The man was detained under the Mental Health Act and taken to the hospital, where police spokesman Karen Carlson said the assessment will determine if the 6 charges of assault with a weapon and 1 account of possession of a weapon will be laid.
Yes,
the victims all received minor injuries, including the pregnant woman who was treated and released.
Wow.
Maybe he thought he was, like, playing hockey? I don't know. I'm going to check your ass, pregnant woman.
Fine. Get your crap and leave.
Slashing right to the head.
Slashing, yes.
Yeah.
Or he was in Dead Rising and he got a hockey stick from the
I was like that in the movie The Warriors at the very end. The gang that shows up at the end all have hockey sticks with, like, electrical tape all the way down the entire stick. I was like, man, that's a badass street weapon.
Hockey sticks.
But if you really watch the hockey now, you would know that they shatter very easily. It wouldn't be a good weapon to use.
Well, that's why they have them wrapped in electric tape.
Yeah, they break, but they don't fall to pieces because the tape.
Yeah, you know, it's like a, you know, like safety thing, so they don't get hit by the shattering stick. All right, out of Cherryville, North Carolina, authorities said an unsuccessful robber shot himself in the foot by shooting himself in the foot. Said that was really clever. You gotta love an article that of a story that starts out with a pun. Police said Kelvin Ethelbert Antibert.
Kelvin Antibert?
Kelvin, I knew it.
I like the name Ethelbert.
Sick son of a bitch. He botched his plans to rob a Cherryville convenience store by accidentally shooting his right foot. According to an arrest warrant, Roberts dropped the .45 caliber handgun in front of Gasland USA on Sunday. God, I love Gasland USA. The gun hit the ground and went off, a bullet striking Roberts in the foot. Oof. Roberts faces several charges that include attempted robbery with a dangerous weapon and possession of a weapon of mass destruction. What? A .45 caliber handgun's a weapon of mass destruction?
Is it a .45 long slide with laser sighting?
Maybe that's why it's a mass destruction.
Oh, Maron, he looks terrible.
It makes me think of that the ending scene in Shoot 'Em Up, where he shoots the guy's arm and then shoots him again, so he shoots the guy's foot.
I love the part where he's like, "I'm just dying to." Nope, stop. He's like, what? He goes, say that again. I'm just dying. Yeah, stop right there. And he shoots him.
I love the at the end also when a guy comes in and goes, yeah, I don't even want you to pucker your butthole. That always makes me laugh.
Paul Giamatti, I love him in that.
Yeah, that was I know people hate it, but I love that movie. It just cracks me up. Okay, well, what do you do?
Is that...
Huh? What do you do when you're 16, pregnant, and famous? Well, Jamie Lynn Spears decided that she'll give her baby to her mom, you know, in order to concentrate on her career. A 16-year-old stunned the world last month when she revealed she was pregnant with her first child, and now the Zoe 101 star has allegedly agreed to let her mother, Lynn, bring up the child in a bid to retain her career and grow up like a normal teenager. Wow.
Maybe she should ask her mom about that before she got pregnant.
Yeah, that probably would have worked better.
Well, she's done such a great job raising children so far.
Yeah.
Lynn Spears gets the Mother of the Year award. Source tells Us Magazine, after several weeks of personal soul-searching and talks after discussions with her mother, Jamie Lynn reluctantly agreed to give up the baby is the right thing to do. Lynn says Jamie doesn't understand the lifelong consequences of having a baby. Yeah, so why not, you know, take those consequences away from her and, you know, raise it on your own. That's
yeah, why don't you just take her problem away for her so she can
honey.
Her crappy Nickelodeon show. Seriously, if you had a show on Nickelodeon, what are you bringing down, like $20,000 a year or something? It can't be
much. That's got to be more than that, because the kids and all the money that they'll bring in.
Yeah, but it's
Nickelodeon. Yeah, but she can't access it, because she's still a minor.
I'm just saying.
You mean she's saving it up?
She's got to be bringing in probably, what do you think, did you say $20,000 an episode, or...
I have no idea.
$20,000 a year. You couldn't live in Hollywood on $20,000 a year.
Well, Bill, I need you to figure that out so we can talk about
it. Yeah, I'll do that right now. You can just hold on a second. I'll go do that right now. I'll check IMDb first.
Oh, okay.
All right. So next news story is, speaking of robbers, this a chick in Sandy Springs, Georgia, a bank robbery suspect, was arrested while waiting at a bus stop to make her getaway. Chanel Monod Gaskin, 22, was arrested. Wednesday. I can't
believe
it.
Very nice breasts, actually.
Was arrested when she has nice breasts?
I guess so. That's what that guy was saying.
Heck, they should have let her go. She was arrested Wednesday after police officers saw her waiting for a bus and matched her to the description of the robbery suspect. That just wasn't too bright, Sandy Springs Police Lieutenant Steve Rose said of the escape plan. Woman went into the bank shortly after 1 p.m. Wednesday, demanded money. She did not show a weapon. After being given a bag of cash, she ran across a parking lot to a restaurant where a dye bomb exploded and sprayed orange-colored ink on her and the money. She left the restaurant and then tried to stash the dye-stained clothes and money in a bathroom at a nearby grocery store.
It actually did the thing, like in Raising Arizona, like...
Yeah. What did they learn? Seriously.
I know.
The woman apparently changed clothes.
No, you're not
stuff.
Bringing that back this week, Foggy, okay?
But what made Gaskin think she could escape on public transportation? Police said she told them she'd done it before.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing to say to the cop.
Yeah, Gaskin admitted on January 15th she robbed a bank in DeKalb County and then got on a bus. Wow.
I have been speared by Mayan warriors.
Yeah, but has she ever been speared by Mayan warriors? Get back to me when you have, honey.
I think Dean Cain has beat on that one.
Dean Cain.
It wouldn't be a news segment if we didn't do another story on a Spears. This one, Brittany, and she hasn't been speared by Mayan warriors.
That would be awesome. It would hit her, and she'd go, "The irony," fall over to dead. But is that really irony? I don't know. But go ahead, Bill.
I think Steven agrees because of his predator snort. It's in full effect there. Troubled pop star Britney Spears caused confusion at a Los Angeles school when she allegedly turned up and insisted she was there to pick up her kids. Spears, whose two sons are currently in the custody of ex-husband Kevin Federline, is said to have arrived at the neighborhood elementary school in Beverly Hills earlier this week, telling other parents she had come to collect her children, Sean Preston and Jaden James. But when questioned further, the star allegedly changed her story. A bystander tells Us Magazine she was just rambling and confused. She said, "I'm here to pick up my kids," but then said, "They aren't my kids. I have a new attorney, and I came to pick them up for her." All I could think was, who in their right mind would let her pick up their kids?
Crazy bitch.
The witness goes on to add that the toxic hitmaker's chain-smoking, skimpy outfit and erratic behavior scared the children. And some of the Spears was eventually driven off alone after being escorted out of the school's back entrance, according to the website. The star is currently locked in a bitter custody battle. With former husband Federline, she was stripped of all of her custody and visitation rights earlier this month following a string of bizarre incidents, including an apparent breakdown, which saw the star hospitalized under mental health order.
You're weak, weak.
That's, what's happening to this poor girl?
She's really lost her
freaking
mind.
Is she doing it on purpose at this point? I don't know, is she seriously mentally ill, or is she just doing it?
She
I don't understand.
She needs to accept help from Dr. Phil.
Yeah, he was there to help her. She wouldn't take it.
Yeah, that's...
Regrettably, no.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's continue on, being that we still have some time. I'm going to grab my other news story here. Okay, a stolen laptop leads to a man's arrest in Charleston, North Carolina, that is.
What the?
Wow. I guess they're excited. A 19-year-old man was arrested Wednesday after he took a laptop computer into a store to get the password protection removed. Manager at the Rentway on 5617 Rivers Avenue recognized a picture on the Dell Inspiron's laptop startup screen as his friend's child, an incident report stated. Yeah, the laptop had been reported stolen from an apartment in Hanahan. Officers found the man who took the computer to the store riding a bicycle on South Bolin Circle. Anthony Jamal Macon of Burton Lane was arrested on a charge of possession of stolen property over $1,000. Macon left County Detention Center the next day after posting $5,000 bail.
Yo, man, I need my password
reset.
Security taken off, man.
I forgot my laptop password.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I got hit on the head and I have amnesia.
I think I got it from this Rentway store. Can you fix it for me? You people are like the Rentway Geek Squad, right? You know how to fix this shit. New York school kid was what I miss.
We just keep going with it is all.
we stretch a bit out.
Police and school officials are investigating a mother's allegations that her 5-year-old son was handcuffed and taken to a hospital for a psychiatric evaluation after throwing a temper tantrum in his Queens, New York kindergarten class.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe Tom Cruise should help him.
You know what? I think Tom Cruise should, because maybe the kid's on Ritalin, and it is a street drug.
You're right.
Jasmina Vasquez said her son, Dennis Rivera, was scared to death by the January 17th incident at Public School 81.
Glenn, you don't even know what Ritalin is.
Up your ass. Spokesman Paul Brown and a city education department spokeswoman declined to discuss specifics Thursday, saying the incident was under investigation. Vasquez says she and a babysitter raced to the school after a guidance counselor called her to say Dennis was being taken to the hospital.
How can they do that?
The babysitter says she found the 68-pound boy in handcuffs.
Wow. Antipsychotic drugs.
That's I tell you BS, what, though. Man. The picture of this kid, he looks a little bizarre. He's cross-eyed.
You never know, man.
And he's wearing a Spider-Man shirt. I wonder if it's Spider-Man 3.
I wonder if it's been a long time coming. She's like, that's it. Handcuff his ass. We're taking him.
You little brat. You're going to friggin' Bellevue.
Being a Scientologist... When you drive past an accident, it's not like anyone else. As you drive past, you know you have to do something about it because you know you're the only one that can really help. No!
Wow. I don't know what to say to that.
Well, you're not a Scientologist. You wouldn't know what to say.
Yeah, you know what? I am an SP. You know, I wanted to bring up, though, ever since that video has hit the internet, there's a site, kind of a demented internet culture site called 4chan, and there's all kinds of different things on there, but they have banded together in a group called Anonymous, and now they're, like, on full attack of Scientology. They've issued videos. It's already in the news. They've actually got a hold of a lot of... Scientology secret documents and posted those online. They've got a hold of the full 40-minute video that those clips are from, a Tom Cruise. It's insane.
Wow. And they are. I keep seeing this. The internet is at war with Scientology.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
It's really crazy.
Is it just they're not afraid anymore? They just want
to... No. And they're issuing these really crazy videos on YouTube with like the monotone computer voice saying that they are legion, they do not forgive, they do not forget, expect us.
Cruise gets Scientological.
They're doing these DDoS attacks, the denial of service attacks.
An electropsychometer.
On their websites and shutting most of them down and slowing a lot of them down. It's pretty crazy. They're going all in on this thing. And that's news for this week.
You know, the thing is, I'd rather not get involved in any of that, wouldn't you?
Exactly. It's Scientology, man. These people, I mean, they infiltrated the government. They try to destroy documents in the IRS. It's just, they're nutty.
Yeah, and us saying bad things about them doesn't want them going after us.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you're nutty, but I don't want to screw with you.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and
they're a hot mess.
Hopefully, Steven, stick your head out the window and make sure that thing's gone. Shit.
Still think it's a lion.
It's not a lion. Okay, it's going away. Well, on that note, let's do some DVDs. Ow! Ow!
Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs.
DVDs! DVDs!
DVDs, HD, Blu-ray, DVDs!
Oh, hell yeah, the DVDs, everybody! Don't ever play that again, Foggy, okay? Thanks. Yeah, you're pissing off the monster, okay? What does that thing look like, anyway? It's hard to tell.
According to Steven, it's a lion.
Does kind of look... No, it's not a lion. All right, Steven?
Sounds like one.
It sounds like
one. I think it's going to get angry and just eat Steven at some point.
Oh, my God, it is a lion. Oh, wait, there is also a lion out there. That's what you're looking at. You're looking over there. I'm looking over here.
No, I'm the lion over there.
The zoo is across the street, Steven.
The monster must have stopped at the zoo and ate some animals and let the lions out.
Yeah. All right, Bill, what DVDs we got coming out this week? I'm really excited.
I know you are. January 29th, 2008, Tuesday.
Yes.
Let's start out with Anthony Robbins, because he is the man.
Tony Robbins?
Yes, Tony Robbins, Anthony Robbins,
Banana Hands,
Anthony Robbins, Baskin Robbins. He is like the self-help guru. You know, he is the OG.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he is.
And he's released a DVD called The Ultimate Relationship Program, Love and Passion, because Tony Robbins would know about love and passion.
He would. He'd know about clean white teeth, too.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say clean colons or something. I was like, what?
A clean spleen, like
Eugene. He would know about a clean colon.
Frenching Billy Bob.
Yeah, exactly. That had everything to do with that.
I guess if you're in love with Billy Bob, you'd French him.
True. Next DVD, one of my favorite television series, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Volume 5. Funny series. I love watching it anytime it's on, and I normally just watch it whenever I get these DVDs. I'll see the episodes sometimes on Adult Swim, but most of the time I end up catching up with the series whenever I buy the DVDs of the series. Kind of like how some people are TV shows.
I've never watched it. Never watched Aquaman.
Very funny. The first season cracks me up. I'll have to copy them for you. Same with Harvey Birdman. Love that show, too. Next DVD. This one is my pick for DVD of the week, even though it won't go up as DVD of the week. The Barn of the Naked Dead.
Wow. It's not funny.
Now that's a...
It's not funny, Jason.
That's a title, man.
It's not funny.
The Barn of the Naked Dead?
You got it.
Nice.
1974's Barn of the Naked Dead. Three showgirls. Is that the monster?
I think it's a zombie.
Oh, they're out there too? Shit.
Everybody the monster kills, they turn into zombies?
Oh, no. They've been eating infected flesh.
Oh, my God!
Was that Daryl?
It's probably Eugene.
The Daryl?
Eugene's had to have bled to death by now, don't you think? Should I even bother going to see him after the show? He's probably
dead. Might be able to climb up the one building to get over to his.
We should...
You're right. But why would we do that?
We'll call after the show. We'll call him.
Do you really want to risk hurting yourself?
No, not really. to expand on the Barn of the Naked Dead, three showgirls on their way to Las Vegas have car trouble, stuck all night in the desert. Next morning, a guy named Andre helps, offers
nice
help
brass.
Fix her car.
Very nice brass, actually.
But what turns out is Andre is really a maniac with a lot of family problems.
Oh, man, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, and his mother ran out on him when he was a child, so he keeps kidnapping women and chaining them up in his basement. But what's best is he trains them to do circus tricks. And, and Andre's father is still around, but I guess, the house is kind of next to an old nuclear test site, and his dad's been transformed into a raving homicidal mutant.
What are you talking
about? So,
Juggle, bitch!
This guy's got more than one problem, doesn't he?
Yeah, but, they all kind of mesh together. So I think this would probably be a really good movie. I'm going to check that out.
Sounds like...
No, she's a trained mutant circus freak. Not a zombie.
No, they're not mutants. The father's the mutant.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of circus freaks, The Comebacks, rated edition.
The Comebacks?
Yes, the football movie from the producers of The Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
I'm
vaguely familiar.
I'm totally just going to pass.
It's not even vaguely familiar. I don't even remember this at all.
Yeah, it's like, seen the commercials for Meet the Spartans. I'm sure it's the same kind of thing.
That thing looks so friggin' awful. It makes me want to climb a tower with a high-powered rifle and start killing people.
What is wrong with people in Hollywood? Do they,
a spoof movie is fine, but...
The date movie thing and the it's bang your head against the wall bad. Have you seen it where the Spartan guy, it's supposed to be King Leonidas, and he dances and he goes, "You got served."
Yeah.
Wow.
Britney Spears into the well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm serious. If I ever hear
this "Say hello to my little friend" again.
Yeah. If somebody
What's even so bad about that is they're not even doing it in the correct context. They have Rambo saying it, and then of course the midget shows up. But it's one thing to do Rambo, it's another thing to do Scarface.
He says "Say hello to my little friend," then he moves out of the way and there's a small version of him. That's really clever.
Yeah.
Wow. I would love to know who these writers are.
Because
I want to go out there and write really bad shit so that I can get paid for it.
What I'm calling a spoof movie. That's not a spoof movie. That's shit.
It's just shit.
Airplane is a spoof movie.
Yeah, go see Airplane. Rewatch Airplane. Don't see this crap.
Airplane is a spoof movie of Airplane 77.
This movie, the Meet the Spartans, the date movie, and all those others, they kind of vaguely watch Airplane. And they're like, yeah, let's do something like that. But they're not clever. They're not witty. They have no talent. And apparently Carmen Electra will be in any movie you want her to be in.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's dying to be a star.
Wow.
The Comebacks, and there's one scene where he goes, man, he just got hit by... It's like he got hit by a bus, and a bus comes through and hits the guy.
I remember this commercial now.
Kill that man.
Yeah, exactly. Next DVD, Curb Your Enthusiasm, complete sixth season.
I definitely have curbed my enthusiasm to see Meet the Spartans.
Yeah. Next, Oscar Award winner Cuba Gooding Jr. in Daddy Day Camp.
I love Cuba Gooding Jr.
Directed by Fred Savage.
Yeah, Fred Savage directed that. Good Lord.
At least he has a career.
I'd rather go see Daddy Day Camp than Meet the Spartans.
Best TV show this past season, Damages, the complete first season starring Glenn Close, Ted Danson, Tate Donovan.
That's even coming out on Blu-ray, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got it ordered. I loved this series. I thought it was probably one of the most original series I've seen in a long time.
It came out at one of those times where the TiVo was so backed up with shows I'd never watch, I ended up deleting like the three episodes I never got to watch. So
just a really, really terrific show. I can't recommend it enough. If you feel like getting your El Cid on, you can get El Cid this week in a 2-disc limited collector's edition.
Nice.
Yeah, not my favorite movie.
I've never seen El Cid.
Yeah. Well, I don't think a lot of people have, and it's not, I don't know.
Isn't it a classic?
Supposedly. Classically boring, yes.
And I'm stifling my yawn because...
Because it sucks.
You know what movie. I just saw that next week on HDNet... Next month on HDNet Movies that they're going to show Lawrence of Arabia in HD.
How sweet
is that? Is that on a disc yet?
No.
So this will be the only
way to see it.
That's awesome.
Love that movie. Next DVD is for people that want to get their fix of Kevin Tai. Emergency Season 4. I can't believe there's actually four seasons.
Emergency.
Four seasons of Emergency.
Did I watch Emergency or did I watch Adam 12 more as a child?
Adam 12.
I was more of an Adam 12 person.
How could you pass up Kevin Tai? He owns the Double Deuce.
Hell yeah.
Or as Wade Garrett says, the Double Douche.
Yeah, he's clever.
Yep, he is. That's why he's dead.
Oh, dear.
Next DVD is from the producer, Jennifer Lopez. Feel the Noise.
Fine. Get your crap and leave.
Yep, that's what I say. Next DVD is Groundhog Day.
Is it Feel the Noise with a Z, by the way?
No, it's N-O-I-S-E, no Z.
Oh, okay.
But
it would be more street credible if it had a Z.
It was Noise.
Boy. Noise.
Exactly.
As I was saying, Groundhog Day, 15th anniversary edition.
It's Groundhog Day. We watched that. My wife and I watched that real late on a Saturday night. It was on HDNet Movies, and I love that movie. I can watch it whenever it's on.
I know it's a really fun movie. And even though it gets kind of heavy near the end, it's still very good.
It's I love, you know, we always talk about Ned Ryerson on the Heroes thing. And I always forget.
Bing!
I hadn't seen it in so long, I forgot how he finally gets rid of him. And it's when he goes, Ned, and he hugs him, and he's like too affectionate. And then you see Ned like, ugh, and he like runs away.
I really missed you, Ned.
Yeah, I love
we
that.
We need to get a room.
Yeah, I guess we need to catch up on it. He's like, oh, well, that first step is a doozy. It's so annoying.
I think I actually could have done without the part of him trying to save the homeless man. That was just a tad much.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Regrettably, no.
Okay, Dr. Phil says it should have been taken out. So, okay.
All right. The Invasion with Nicole Kidman and Daniel Craig.
No!
Big hot mess.
Yes. I couldn't have said it any better, Ellen.
Or Kelly Pickler.
Kelly Pickler.
Oh, yeah. Was that Kelly Pickler that said it?
Yeah. Wasn't this the director of V for Vendetta, or did he take it over?
He took it over, I believe.
I think they said the film was kind of a mess because it was boring, and then the Wachowskis came in, and they punched it up with some cool action scenes. And my dad wanted to go see this. He goes, I can't wait to see Invasion. I was like, don't go see that. I've heard nothing but bad things about it. But he said that those action scenes are really awesome. So,
yeah, they've got to be awesome if stunt people got injured during them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this movie's had nothing but problems. Yeah, and from what I understand, it's a real stinker.
It's a real stinkeroo, but it's a shame, too.
I have a hard time watching anything with Nicole Kidman at this point because she's just so plastic.
Yeah, what did she do to her face?
Well, she walked into a plastic surgeon and said,
"Side the runway like a mother."
Exactly.
Exactly.
Make me look like Grace Kelly, and now she just looks like a plastic Grace Kelly.
Remember that movie Malice where Alec Baldwin was? I am God. She was so hot in that movie. In that
she really was.
It's unfortunate.
Yes, she was. And, yeah, now she's insane. I blame Scientology. You know, they get in your head and you can't get it out.
Didn't trip.
She did trip, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It's upsetting.
Okay, so next DVD is King of California, the indie with Michael Douglas and Evan Rachel Wood.
Wow, what is this like?
Everything I've heard is that it's quirky and it's entertaining.
I like quirky.
Quirky?
It's what?
You know what? Country. Indie and quirky go hand in hand.
That's a country? I've heard of turkey.
No, it was quirky.
Quirky, not turkey. But turkey works.
Yeah.
Next DVD, can I have two choices DVD of the week?
Sure.
Okay. The King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters.
Yes! Great movie.
Billy Mitchell, Steve Wiebe, Seth Gordon directing. Excellent. Love it.
It's a great film. Steven, buy it.
All right, I'm on it.
Must buy.
Really, really, really good movie. Loved it. I was really disappointed that it didn't get a nomination for Best Documentary.
Damn it!
I think it should have. I think there's way too many nominations going to this politically correct war machine horseshit that we're seeing year after year now.
Well, it should be based on it being a documentary and a great documentary, period.
Yeah.
But, you know, I understand there's nothing better than a documentary, especially when it's about an important issue. But also, a documentary, there's nothing wrong with it being entertaining and about something that has nothing to do with genocide or something like that.
Yeah, it's just the Oscars and their whole self-important political documentary bullshit is a little much.
Marsha.
Okay. Next DVD is The Nines, directed by John August.
Wait, wasn't
starring
the Tens last week?
Ryan Reynolds. Yes, I think we did The Tens. But I guess this movie's quite confusing and that you need to watch it many times if you actually can.
Really? Why? Is it like Memento or something?
It's kind of crazy. It's got a bunch of interlocking stories, I guess, so... I've heard good and bad about it. One thing I did like is that John August, who wrote and directed it, said that he didn't care if people bootlegged his movie because he just wants people to see it. And you know what? I like that in a director.
That's nice. Oh, okay.
Wow. wow.
I don't give a. No, I don't give a.
No, I don't give a.
A few asshole. Rico, the Mean Machine, from 1973.
Huh?
I love bad grindhouse movies, especially when they're on DVD.
Do you want it?
Yes, we want it.
Rico, the Mean Machine. Released from prison after a 2-year stretch, Rico goes gunning for merciless drug smuggler Don Vito, who not only has his father brutally murdered, but also stole his drop-dead gorgeous girlfriend. Teaming up with a beautiful con artist, Rico's blood-soaked path to vengeance knows no bounds.
Wow.
That sounds awesome.
Looks like a poltergeist.
That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
<I know.
laughs> hey, more power to you, Foggy.
The dead father looks like a poltergeist.
Jack off.
Next DVD is a film I've been looking forward to seeing called Right at Your Door. It's a indie directed and written by Chris Gorak, starring Mary McCormick and Rory Cochran. After multiple dirty bombs are detonated, spreading deadly toxic ash across Los Angeles, Brad, played by Roy Cochran, quarantines his wife, Lexi, outside their new home by safely sealing himself inside. The city under siege and martial law in effect, Brad and Lexi struggle to survive with little supply, limited time, and no information, all the while separated by thin doors and thinner sheets of plastic. When help finally does arrive, it appears to be anything but. Jesus.
Holy shit.
Is that the monster?
Either that or a drop. Which was it, Foggy?
The chat room is talking about what they would rather watch. I don't know what they're talking about, but or why they'd rather watch something else, but it's rather distracting.
Oh, pissing the monster off. They better stop.
That's definitely the law.
Is he in there now?
Stephen,
did somebody open the door?
Steven keeps opening the window because Foggy's gassy, so...
You know what, Steven? You're going to get eaten if you don't stop it.
I'd rather be eaten than be in there with Foggy's gas.
False.
I'm what?
Sorry. I would rather be here with his gas. That's true.
He loves the smell of ass.
You'd rather be eaten than smell his gas?
True.
True.
Wow. You get $1,000, Steven.
Sweet.
Steven's going to move to India so he can smell ass all the time.
Just take it off.
Huh?
I hate to say that this is the last DVD, but it is.
That's quite all right, Bill.
Yeah, I know. I'm horrible. Trade with Kevin Kline. Which
Who?
Sounds...
January Kevin Man?
Kline. Yes. When a 13-year-old... girl is kidnapped by sex traffickers in Mexico City. Her 17-year-old brother, Jorge, sets off on a desperate mission to save her as Jorge dodges overwhelming obstacles to track the girl's abductors.
It's my favorite name, Jorge.
Jorge, yeah, it's awesome. You could also say George.
Yeah.
He meets Ray, a Texas cop whose own family lost tens, leads him to become an ally. Trade is a thrilling story of courage and devastating exposure of one of the world's most heinous crimes. I saw this trailer on HDNet, I believe, almost a year ago. So I'm glad it's finally hitting DVD because I really wanted to see it.
Huh.
I mean, it sounds like a real feel-good story.
I keep seeing the trailer to Outlaw with Sean Bean.
Oh, really?
Or as I like to call him,
I haven't watched it in a while.
It's either Sean Bond or Sean Bean, but how can it
Seen,
be?
I think it's Sean Bean, actually.
It's Sean Bean. But it's about a guy who, it's about how gangs have gotten bad, thugs and stuff like that, and he gets...
got bad thugs, yo.
Yeah, Sean Bean gets accosted and basically becomes a vigilante and has a vigilante squad that's backed by the police. Bob Hoskins says, I will tell you who the bad guys are, you just...
Get rid of them.
Okay, now that's badass. Is that based in London?
Yeah, and it's got incredible shaky cam, too. I've noticed, like, even when they're talking in office, the camera's never sitting still. And I got to tell you something right now.
Is it directed by Tony Scott?
No. I'm a fan of shaky cam. There, I said it. I don't mind the shaky cam. I like it.
I do when it's used for no reason, like Tony Scott, how he does that film shake.
Yes.
It's just so dumb.
And then it fades out, it goes to negative, and then like...
It's a film shake, goes to negative, it flashes, it fades in, fades out, and then Denzel Washington blows himself up.
Right. So I'm going to say, shaky cam, I love shaky cam!
Oh, you're so stupid.
Hey!
You're immature, you're childish, and you're stupid. You're stupid!
It's not funny, Jason.
I'm sorry.
It's not funny.
Sorry.
Because,
So, Bill, what other DVDs we got?
That's it. That's DVDs for this week.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week. We appreciate it.
Now, I know.
Foggy's telling us that we need to evacuate, Steven. So, what do we finish the show and then evacuate, or evacuate while on remote?
I guess, try remote, you know. We'll end the show with the remote.
Okay, Foggy, you have the recorder. And run behind us, okay? So we should be cool. All we're going to do is we're going to fly out of town, okay, Bill?
We're supposed to meet at the Mulberry Town Square.
If you get caught for a second or whatever, I'm sure it'll be okay. Foggy's got all this stuff foolproof, so.
Well, should I join you?
Yeah, you want to come along? You're just down the street.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll meet you guys on the way.
With that.
All right, well, what do you say we go, okay?
Let's go.
Holy shit, okay. Well, we'll be right back, everybody.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And
see. Hey, Bill. Come on.
Watch out for the lions over there.
It's not a lion.
It's up here.
Okay. We just got to go to the down the street. They're taking off the helicopters, okay?
Right.
Come on, you guys. Hey, Rob, nice to meet you. Nice. Hey, how's it going? Okay, come on. Holy. Man, that thing's destroyed Mulberry. Oh my God!
What's that?
Taco Bell is in ruins, Steven.
Look, the head of our town founder.
The Bob's Big Boy head. Okay, we're gonna get on the. Okay. This isn't so bad.
I've never been in a nice helicopter like this before.
Yeah, it's nice. Trump does it all the time. Whoa! Oh shit! Oh no, we're going down! We're going down! Well, it's not so bad here in the park, Mulberry Town Park.
It's eerily silent.
Yeah, it is. I don't hear anything, D. So it's okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Okay, I think that, thanks for listening, everybody. That was episode 109 of Nowhere in Mulberry, and I'm not scared at all. If you'd like to leave a voicemail, go to call 1206-202-3491. Also, go to nimlive.com. There you'll find links to Mulberry Old School. And you can... Oh, shit.
You see the lion. Make sure you call
it's
the...
It's not a lion. Okay, you can...
Animal protection.
You can... what else can you do? Mulberry Old School. And you can find links to our forum.
Our 800 number?
Yeah, we don't have an 800 number. What do you
Whatever. Or call
and,
in number.
Then we, okay,
watch out! Let's
see, that's right! Okay, well, let's see, next week we're going to talk about Rambo, I think.
Help behind you!
No, Steven, maybe we'll do movie drops? No, what am I talking about? We're not doing
movie drops? How can you think about the show at times like this?
We're not going to do movie drops. Let's see, maybe a new Terminator episode? No, that show sucks. What am I talking about?
Rocky Cliff.
What's up with the Flaming Hobo? Did you say Flaming Homo or Flaming Hobo?
Yeah, I was talking about Mr. Justin.
Either one, because, I really enjoy doing the show. It's nice to do it live from time to time, especially seeing...
Not with being shot overhead.
Okay.
Watch out.
Whoa. Did you just throw a car? Jeez. So, anyway. Also, don't forget to watch the... Listen to the Freddy Fork show while you're at it. We all love Freddy Forks.
His URL is
www.uvalthecity.com/January/832167979. Oh, God. That thing is really ugly looking. Oh, shit. Is that its ass or its face? Ah, I'm just kidding, monster! just some good old monster humor, you know what I'm saying?
We gotta get out of here.
Oh, crap.
Look out. Oh!
How much time we got left, Bill? This is scary shit, man!
I think we have 5 minutes!
Crap! Are you kidding me with this crap?
Uh-oh.
Oh, hi! How you doing, Miss... Shit. Oh,
I think it's just angry because it wants me though.
So, if you want to check out our forum, it's really cool. You can, shit! No, Steve, go! Oh. Man, there's dust and. Oh. Here, I brought sandwiches, guys. I'm getting kind of hungry.
Go under the bridge over there. Let's hide under the bridge.
Yeah, that's all. Hey, would you have any Grand Poupon? Yeah, good times. So anyway, we had a chance to listen to the Freddy Ford show during the break. It's actually not that bad, Bill.
I'm going to start collecting Napoleonic memorabilia.
Yeah, Napoleonic memorabilia. Oh, shit.
Look out.
Oh, boom goes the dynamite. Oh, there go the piano lessons. Oh, shit. All right, Army. Obviously, it's not doing any good. Why do they keep wasting shells over here? Beautiful Mulberry.
It's going in ruins. Look.
You know, this was a really nice park.
He has gas. The Kip's big boy is gone.
This was a nice park.
Where are we going to eat?
Yeah, you guys thinking Chinese?
Go, 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 go.
The typhoon fell the typhoon joint's blown up.
Aw, oh, damn. What are we going to do about that? Oh,
why does that guy keep telling us to go, go, go?
I know. We're standing right here. Oh, shit. Whoa. You go. Hey, you go, go, go. All right? We're doing a show here. It's live. Talk Radio X, damn it. Am I right, Bill? The nerve of some people.
I wonder about the west side of town, if there's any of the restaurants still there.
Yeah, we can go on foot through the subway, maybe. It's probably let's, safe down the
let's
subway.
Let's go.
You, does that sound good to you, Bill?
Yeah, let's go to the subway. Sandwich subway, right?
As soon as the
sandwich in the subway?
Yeah, we'll have sandwiches. So as soon as the show's over, we're going to check that out. So what do you think? Whoa, shit. Hey, that's a little close here, dude.
J dams.
I know. What do you call those kind of rounds, Bill?
I think they're using phosphor rounds.
Oh, those are nice. Those are nice this time of year, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, nice. You can, the tracer rounds you can follow.
Yeah. Hey, Steven, go, 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 yeah, go, 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 Bill, Bill, go, 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 go.
I'm not going anywhere.
Go, go, go. Rock of Love, that's a good show. I'm gonna check that out.
Go,
Steven!
Oh, you know what we forgot to talk about?
What?
Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah, that's a great show. Dude,
look out.
The Kaneki throw
a tantrum?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah,
where are all the zombies at? Why did the monster eat them? Is the monster not a zombie?
That was just an online rumor, Bill.
Oh,
I'm not sure if it was really true about the zombie.
What about the lion?
So far I have not seen a lion. What about you, Bill? Any lions out here?
Oh, what's that over there?
Hey,
Steven's hair is really big.
That is a lion. Either that or it's Ron Perlman from Beauty and the Beast.
We are in
the
tunnels.
Ron Perlman. That guy's a great voice actor, isn't he?
I love you in Hellboy, Ron. Can't wait for Hellboy 2.
Hey, Foggy, could you hold the mic still? This whole episode's been done with shaky mic, for Christ's sakes. Oh, I'm a fan of the shaky mic myself. What about you guys?
I love the shaky mic.
Go, go, go!
Who is that guy?
He's so bossy! Come on,
I think
dude.
We're running in circles.
Dude, I'm not going over there. That's where the lions are.
Just, you know, I'm going to go deaf after this. You know what I'm saying?
Ready, deaf.
What? Gotcha.
Nice.
How can you joke at a time like this?
I know! This is serious, Steven!
I don't know. It's just defense mechanism.
Stay close
hey,
to
monster,
him,
over here! Eat Steven!
Yeah! He's been calling you a lion all night! I'm not lying! Wow! Okay, see, eat me, monster!
I'm not lying! What?
Oh! Oh, shit!
Here he comes! Here he comes!
Go! Under that tree!
Go!
We are! We're going! It's so awesome! Jeez!
What's he doing?
I think he's making a poop!
Okay, what?
Oh, he's going away.
Oh, he got... Oh, who was that?
Apparently the army is reloading. They have no more rounds, I think. Oh, shit. This isn't good, you guys. He does not look friendly.
He's coming. I think he's coming this way.
So is your name Cloverfield? Or is that just the name of the movie? What is the point of that name?
Steven, get away from Clover.
Look at the... I think there's a lion behind that monster.
There's no lion, Steven!
His tail's just fuzzy.
Whoa.
Steven, get over here.
All right, hold on.
No.
Oh, that's a lion.
Nice monster. What the hell was that? Whoa, shit!
Oh, a stinger missile.
Is that thing a scud? Crap. Okay, here's what we're going to do. If we're still alive, we'll do a show next week. Let's make plans right now.
Where are we going to meet? We don't have a show!
We're going to have to do it from the air in a blimp or underground, maybe. Some kind of bunker.
My library should be okay.
Oh, yeah.
What about a...
Bill, don't you wish you would have stayed in your library?
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah, it is kind of fun.
Look out!
Oh, shit! No!
What was that?
There was a foster rounder.
That tree stump went flying right over your head.
Good times. Whoa. Holy crap.
Foggy, keep up. Get over here.
Oh, I think he's going. Oh. Oh, my God. Foggy, do not move Foggy. Oh, my God. Foggy. Foggy, get out of there. Oh, my God. He's right over Foggy.
Come on.
Holy shit.
Eat him.
Foggy, get out of there.
No.
Oh, my God. Daddy. He's eating the soundboard. Oh.
Casting.